Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In about an hour and a half or so, or 45 minutes, but joining us now, college football playoffs are upon us. I don't know how much of the bowl cycle you've been watching so far. I watched the end of the Old Dominion game, first half of the Delaware game, and bits and pieces in between, but he's with CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend and yours, Chip Patterson. Chip, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? Good to be back with y'all.
And appreciate the time. Before we get to the gist of it, which is the playoffs, which start tomorrow, a lot of hubbub about Notre Dame not being in, and they took their ball and went home when it was all said and done. So as the field has been set, we're a week plus past that. What was your initial thoughts, Chip Patterson, on the field of 12?
The field of 12, separate from Notre Dame's response? I mean, the field. Here's the thing. If the field of 12 was given to us in a bracket form on Sunday, December 7th, at the conclusion of all the conference championship games, after the the season had played out and we'd been following the AP Top 25 poll and we had been following the coaches' poll. If the College Football Playoff Selection Committee did not exist, Notre Dame would be a snub. Notre Dame would be a snub, though, probably grouped in with Texas as a snub, grouped in with Vanderbilt as a snub, grouped in with BYU as a snub. And Notre Dame would be the leading snub, but I do not think that it would come with the kind of vitriol and the kind of response, both from Notre Dame and college football fans, if not for the way that it played out, where from the very jump, Notre Dame was given pre-credit for wins that it would later achieve, and Miami was being over-penalized based on the way that things had gone. Because why is it that they were so far apart when the selection committee released their initial rankings and then slowly but surely got closer together so that a BYU loss now all of a sudden meant that you had to take head-to-head into consideration? I just think that the process and the way that it was unfolded and the way that it was explained on a week-to-week basis really contributed to turning up the volume and turning up the temperature on what is otherwise a routine practice, right? Because you all, are, unlike some college football markets, very dialed into the college basketball process and the way that this goes. And every single year, we are going to have snubs and we are going to have athletic directors that are mad and we are going to have West Virginia governors that try to file lawsuits against this election committee. Like, we are used to some response and some performative action taken in the wake of this. But I just think the fact that, A, obviously the fact that it's Notre Dame, but then B, also the fact that for weeks, and I mean weeks, they were told, you're in the field, they played zero games, they took zero additional losses, they beat everybody by double digits, and then all of a sudden they were bumped out because of a week one result. I just think that the inconsistencies really showcased some of the flaws and the way that this has backfired for the college football playoff.
All right, Chip, let's bring it to the field then. We don't want to talk about things that we cannot control, but on the field you could. You got Bama against Oklahoma coming up tomorrow night, then three games on Saturday, Miami, A&M, Tulane, Ole Miss, JMU against Oregon. If there's an upset of the, I don't know, NCAA tournament first or second round level, and you know where I'm going with this, JMU or Tulane, what's the most likely scenario if there is one? And what do you think about Miami at Texas A&M and that Bama look to exact a revenge on Oklahoma here?
I think Tulane beating Ole Miss would be the game that I would circle between Tulane and James Madison. James Madison going 2,800 miles across the country, Autzen Stadium being one of the toughest environments to play in, and Oregon, for my money, just being a team that I think is on a different tier than where Ole Miss is at. And that's just like, that's not even taking the intangibles. I just think Oregon operates at a different level. They're built differently. They've been more consistent. They played, honestly, tougher opponents than Ole Miss has. Now, the Ole Miss side falls under a catchphrase I've used many times before, which is, wouldn't it be hilarious? Because the idea that Ole Miss might be able to replicate the 45-10 victory that it had against Tulane without Lane Kiffin and with all the chaos and drama and soap opera that happened around Oxford leading to his departure, I think that that's the one that I would look at a little bit sideways, where I'm like, I wonder if Ole Miss plays down, like, what is the fabric of this team? Now, Tulane played horribly when they played the first time. The Ole Miss scored on their first five possessions. Tulane only got a field goal in the first half. I mean, Ole Miss didn't even punt until the third quarter in that first game. So you can't have that kind of poor start. But if it gets a little deep into the game, do you get some tight butts? Do things get a little nervy? And what I do think is going to be a pretty great atmosphere. So if you're asking me to call for a crazy upset, I'd give Tulane a slightly better chance of getting it done than James Madison. And then in the other games, I think Miami-Texas A&M might be the best game from a viewership, not viewership, like, because I don't care about TV ratings, but a viewing experience perspective. Both of those teams are built up really well along the offensive and defensive lines. Both those teams have quarterbacks that can be outstanding and also turn the ball over. So, again, entertainment value, right? You don't know if Carson Beck's going to throw four touchdowns or four interceptions, and the same can be said for Texas A&M's Marcel Reed. You've got game breakers like Malachi Toney and KC Concepcion. My pick is Miami in that one to be able to go into College Field and pull off the upset. But truly, that's a game where I think it is just two good teams that can put together a very good game. And then Alabama-Oklahoma might be the opposite. Alabama hasn't played a good football game in 2 months. And Oklahoma's offense is borderline unwatchable at times. Now, I would say that it's the anxiety bowl for two proud blue blood programs, because neither one, Alabama nor Oklahoma, wants to be the first team eliminated on a Friday night from the college football playoff. But I also think that in the back of their minds, both Alabama and Oklahoma fans, you don't really think you can win at all. They are flawed, imperfect teams, and that's what you get with college football playoff expansion. Flawed, imperfect teams that probably don't have a shot of winning at all kicking off the action.
All right, Chip, of the teams that are playing this weekend, does any of them make a run in the playoffs?
The only team I would back would be Oregon. And I would only do that if I knew they were getting their wide receivers back, at a minimum to Corian Moore and Gary Bryant Jr., but then also sort of the murmurs that Evan Stewart, who was injured this summer and has not played yet, but is just an absolutely dynamic player. If you get Evan Stewart and DeCorian Moore and Gary Bryant Jr. back, well, then you probably have a good chance not only to win it all, but you get to really see the full ability of their quarterback, Dante Moore, who I think near the end of the season, I mean, they were running the ball 42, 45 times a game because they just had so many wide receiver injuries, and they were doing it effectively, right? I mean, double-digit win against USC, double-digit win against Washington to close out the year. The Oregon team was 11-1, and the only loss was to Indiana. Yeah, that is the team And really, I don't think there's anybody outside of the top five that can win it all. But I do think Oregon is the one team that barely makes that cut if they get their wide receivers back.
Hey, Chip, who gets the Michigan job and what coaching hire was your favorite?
I have no clue who gets the Michigan job. I'm coming around on the idea that who gets the Michigan job the way that you're asking the question might not happen until 2027. That with everything that's going on, I wonder if they do just have Biff Poggi be the caretaker of the program. The problem is that would be punting on a year of eligibility for Bryce Underwood. I don't know how Bryce would feel about that. I don't know how Michigan would feel about that. But as you have a wide-ranging athletic department investigation going on, and as players are asking out of their national letter of intent, and the roster already needed a good bit of work and retooling, I wonder if, you know, like if Kenny Dillingham is looking around and he's like, look, I might have to wander through the wilderness for a year or two, but it's Michigan and I'm at Arizona State, then yeah, maybe that does end up happening. But I think Kenny Dillingham could also pass on this opportunity and just continue to get power conference opportunities down the line. But those big, you know, home run, heavy hitter hires, like from, you know, the Kalen DeBoers and, you know, the Jed Fish. I think that they might be looking at that situation in Ann Arbor and thinking to themselves, I don't know if I want to go step into that volatile hornet's nest that they've got going on. Wait till they clean everything up. Then we'll see what happens. So I'm coming around on the idea that Biff could end up being their coach for 2026. And then a more full-time hire is made for 2027. But we'll see. Again, Dillingham's the one everyone's got their eyes on. And he might, in fact, decide that, yeah, that's something that he'd be interested in. But I would understand if he wants to stay put and let Michigan clean itself up. They are walking into the job market with about as low as their stock price has been over the last 5 years, because their stock price was obviously at the top of the game, because Jim Harbaugh got them to the top of the game. And I think with everything that's going on right there, it is not as attractive as it could have been.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, what's happening on the website and beyond with the podcast as we get ready for the playoffs this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I mean, we just did our best bets for the college football playoff, and then we'll be having two late-night reaction shows. So at the conclusion of Alabama-Oklahoma, we'll be live on youtube.com/cover3 talking about that game and then previewing the quarterfinal in the Rose Bowl, which will feature the winner of Alabama-Oklahoma against Indiana. Then on Saturday night at the end of Oregon-James Madison, we will be live on youtube.com/cover3 recapping all three of those games on Saturday, as well as early previews of the quarterfinal matches they set up.
Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Chip, always appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. We'll check up with you as the playoffs progress here.
Sounds good. Y'all
Thanks,
be well.
Chip.
There's Chip Patterson, everybody. We'll come back, count some dough, late week style, buy or sell. Get back to your phone calls. Report that 583-1057. NFL Lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Going to hear from the Patriots a little bit. Head of their matchup Sunday night against the Ravens. Vinny's film breakdown of the Patriots defense, who blew a big lead at home with a chance to win the East this past Sunday against Buffalo. And Mike Harmon talked real in fantasy football with him. Because for fantasy football, I believe we're already in the playoffs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.